Financial compliance and risk management. Financial compliance is in now to define the financial compliances, it is again a vital part of financial department of the hospital. It ensures adherence to financial regulations, mitigate risk, safeguard financial stability, and protects hospital reputation. See, it is very important because if you do not follow the regulatory compliances of financial, you know, financial regulatory compliances, it impacts the hospital in terms of hospital fine, or it impacts into legal cases. So it basically it impacts badly on the hospital, and it affects the hospital sustainability. So you have to ensure that financial regulations are imposed by the government agencies are adhered to, are followed, and we provide whatever the financial statements are to the government regulatories and on time. It covers financial transactions, billing and coding, privacy and data security. It avoids legal penalties. Like I told you, the government can penalize you legally, and then the cost of penalties will be much more higher than what the regulatory body charges were. So you have to ensure that you adhere to the financial policies laid down by the government authorities. Internal controls. It establishes and maintains robust internal control. It safeguards hospital assets, prevents frauds, and ensures accurate financial reporting. And enforces a segregation of duties, conducts audits. See, audits is very important when we talk about finance. It is about checking whether things happening on the ground level are as per the norms set or not. Is there any theft happening, or is there any variances? So you have to conduct audits to understand the differences or the variances in the department. And you have to ensure a proper record keeping practices. Risk assessment, fraud prevention, and audits. Conducts risk assessment to identify potential financial risk. Evaluates risk in revenue cycle management, reimbursement, liquidity, compliances, and more. Develops strategies to mitigate risk and monitors exposure. So risk assessment and management is all about developing strategies to mitigate potential risk and to evaluate the risk and to eradicate the risk. Fraud prevention and detection is about implementing anti-fraud measures, which is one of the periodic risk noted or seen in organization. So you have to implement anti-fraud measures, anti-fraud, anti-corruption measures. It promotes ethics and integrity, providing training and awareness program. It collaborates with the internal audit, compliance, and legal teams to investigate and address fraud. So if there is any fraud, there is again a legal team who addresses the fraud. They do the inquiry, they ensure, they investigate in detail, and they see that, you know, the things are resolved or sorted. Financial audits, coordinating financial audits by external auditors or regulatory agencies. It ensures compliances with audit requirements and facilities to audit process. It validates the accuracy of financial statements and provides assurance to the stakeholders. So the stakeholders feel assured if they provide the accuracy, if the financial statements are accurate or as per the norms, or they do not have any variances, it provides assurance to the stakeholders. Insurance, financial planning, and communication. Insurance and risk transfer. It manages insurance coverage, risk transfer mechanism. Protects the hospital from financial losses due to unforeseen events. Evaluates insurance needs and negotiates coverage terms and ensures appropriate coverage. So, insurance or coordinator is also a part of financial planning. It manages insurance. It manages the insurance part, which involves insurance coverage and risk transfer mechanism. It manages everything. So it protects the hospital from financial losses. It involves insurance needs. It evaluates the needs. It negotiates with the insurance company for the better coverage and ensures that appropriate coverage is received. The financial planning engages in financial planning and forecasting activities. analyzing financial data, market trends, and operational factors. We have already spoken about market trends and operational factors. Now let's move ahead. Identify potential shortfalls, allocate resources effectively, and support decision making to mitigate financial risk. So it not only basically identifies shortfalls, but if there is any shortfall, they allocate resources there and supports the decision making to mitigate financial risk. Stakeholder communication and reporting communicates financial compliance and risk management information to stakeholders. See, the stakeholder is the person responsible for the revenue. So the revenue and the cost, capital cost of the hospital. So we have to ensure that the financial details are communicated to them. The risk and the compliance are communicated to the stakeholders. It includes the hospital leadership, board members, regulatory agencies, and the external auditors. So the stakeholders here are leadership, the board members, the head of the hospital, regulatory agencies, and external auditors. They prepare and present financial reports, risk assessment, and compliances, and update to the promote transparency, accountability, and informed decision making. See, when there is a, you know, financial statement, it is presented to all the stakeholders. They are assessed. They are, you know, there is transparent communication about the financial statements, and the informed decision making is taken. Contract management in hospital. It oversees contract lifecycle from negotiation to execution and monitoring. It supports financial stability and operational efficiency. Contract negotiation with the stakeholders to negotiate favorable terms. Addressing pricing, payment terms, and performance incentives. So it ensures alignment with financial objectives, budget constraints, and regulatory requirements. So when we talk about contract management, the contract is basically a contract life cycle between the hospital and the other stakeholder, which can be your supplier, your revenue cycle. Contract management. Contract management oversees contract life cycle from negotiation to execution and monitoring. It is about basically coordinating with the supply chain management team and getting the best negotiated rates for the equipments or for the new services to be procured. It supports financial stability. A better negotiation always supports the financial stability and operational efficiency. It collaborates with the stakeholders to negotiate at a favorable terms, and the favorable terms will be towards the hospital. It addresses pricing and payment terms. So they discuss about pricing of the item, the payment terms, and the performance incentives. It ensures alignment with the financial objectives, budget constraints, and regulatory requirements. Financial analysis is done, which impacts the cost, revenue. It evaluates all this, criteria about cost, revenue implications, financial risk. It determines financial viability and profitability of contract agreements. Contract review, compliance, and reporting. Contract review ensures compliance with the financial policies, regulations, and the risk guidelines. So whenever there is a contract between two stakeholders, between hospital and the stakeholders, we have to ensure that it considers or it adheres to the regulations and risk guidelines. It assesses financial obligations, identifies potential risk, and verifies the financial term. It collaborates with the legal counsel to address financial concerns. The vendor and the supply management. So it manages vendor and supply relationship for compliance to the financial obligation. So see, it's not only about procuring an item or procuring a new equipment. It is also about maintaining the cordial relationship with the vendor or the supplier management for a better financial obligation. So for a better, negotiations, for the better rates, better cost what we receive, and a better contract which has to be happened between the two stakeholders. It monitors performances, verifies invoices, and conducts periodic vendor audit. So it also involves the vendor audit, where the hospital finance team visits the vendor and ensures that the audits are done on time there, to understand the way of working. So ensures adherence to contractual terms and quality of services. So they also, while they visit the supplier entity, they ensure that they check the quality of services or the products there. It contract compliance monitoring. They track KPIs and financial metrics outlined in the contract. So while they are making a contract, it is decided that what will be the time of the product delivery, what are the services what will be provided post delivery, what extra support will be provided from the vendor. So all these things are documented in the contract, and then they track whether they are met or not. For example, if a MOU or the contract says that we have to have 4 visits by the vendor to check or to do a preventive maintenance of the equipment, it has to be monitored, it has to be tracked. It has to be, it is a collaboration between the vendor and the hospital. It resolves financial or contractual issues that may arise during the contract duration. So contract compliance, if the contract compliance is monitored, you understand there are no variances. Otherwise, if there are any variance from other ways also, if you are not providing with a timely payment, it can lead to, basically unrest between the two people or contractual issues. Contract renewals, risk management and evaluation, contract renewals and amendments of financial implications and alignment with strategic objectives. They review performance, renegotiate financial terms and ensure compliances. They collaborate with legal counsel and procurement team to safeguard financial interest. Risk management. Risk management, we have discussed it before, that it evaluates and manages the financial risk. It identifies the potential financial liabilities, assess insurance requirements and implements risk mitigation. So addressing contractual risks such as indemnification clauses or dispute resolution mechanism. The record keeping and documentation, maintaining proper record keeping and documentation of all contracts is very important. You have to ensure that the documents are archived, financial agreements and amendments, archives contract documents which includes your financial agreements, amendments and correspondences. Ensure easy access, support contract audits and facilitates regulatory compliances. Contract performance evaluation. Analysis actual financial results, compares them to projected figures. See, we have spoken that whenever there is an investment or a capital investment, we compare it to actual results with the projected figures, and then we understand what are the variances, how well the equipment is doing financially, or how well the department is doing financially. So, and because eventually it is going to impact hospital's financial health. It also identifies, while they are analyzing the financial results, it identifies the opportunities for need of renegotiation or contract termination. Revenue diversification and business development. In today's healthcare landscape, hospitals are increasingly recognizing the need to diversify the revenue streams to ensure financial sustainability and adapt to changing market dynamics. So, hospital is diversifying, the demographics are raising with digitalization, the world is coming closer. So all these aspects of and the new revenue streams are generated here for an example, telehealth, tele-ICU, telemedicine, all these help us build a new stream of revenue or financial, and helps us to ensure financial sustainability to adapt to the changing marketing dynamics. It encompasses a range of strategic initiatives aimed at generating additional sources of revenue, reducing the reliance on conventional reimbursement models, and staying ahead of emerging trends in the healthcare industry, expanding financial management beyond traditional patient care. So hospitals have heavily relied on revenue generated from the patient care, including inpatient, outpatient surgery and diagnostic. However, this reliance on a single revenue source can be risky. Of course, once the volume of the patient reduces in the hospital, it is going to impact the hospital financially. Vulnerable to shift in reimbursement policies and changing patient preferences. To mitigate this risk, hospitals are expanding in scope of financial management to include broader array of financial activities and investment. The expansion involves seeking new opportunities to diversify revenue streams. See, it's about diversifying revenue streams, creating new revenue streams where the income flows in the hospital. Revenue diversification strategies can vary widely on the hospital's unique circumstances, goal and resources. So it will depend hospital to hospital. It is going to not be same for everyone. Something, a new stream can be applicable for a certain hospital, but the other hospital, as they do not have that service, they cannot implement this new stream of service. So it can vary. And it depends upon hospital's unique circumstances. Common strategies include development or of ancillary service, the establishment of outpatient clinics, specialty centers embracing telemedicine. We have already spoken about it. Now let's move ahead. These strategies aim to create new revenue. So the complement the traditional patient care income, thereby increasing the financial resilience of the hospital. Reducing reliance on traditional reimbursement models involves fee-for-service payments, which can be limiting in rapidly changing healthcare environment. Hospitals actively seek ways to reduce their dependence on these models. Revenue diversification allows hospitals to explore alternative payment structure, including value-based care, population health management, which focuses on quality outcomes and cost-effective care delivery. These models reduce the reliance on fee-for-service revenue with aligning hospitals with evolving healthcare trends. Capitalizing on emerging market trends in healthcare. The healthcare industry is a state of transformation. As I told you, healthcare industries change every second, every minute, and every day. Due to the factors such as technological advancement, demographic changes, and evolving patient expectations. So all these factors revolve and are reason for the change. The hospital that successfully diversify the revenue sources can capitalize on these trends. Being proactive in embracing emerging market trends not only secure financial stability but also position hospital as leaders in providing innovative and comprehensive healthcare solutions. So while we embrace the change, we also take hospital to another level with comprehensive and innovative healthcare solution, which actually affects and impacts very well or positively on the hospital revenue. Revenue diversification opportunities, ancillary services, outpatient clinics, specialty centers, telemedicine and virtual care, collaboration and partnership, research and clinical trials, wellness and preventive care. So now let us understand in detail. When we talk about ancillary services, it is about laboratory testing, physiotherapy, pharmacy services, wellness programs. Now, as an addition to the services, additional revenue enhances patient convenience and supports continuity of care. When we started offering these services at the patient's doorstep, it basically opens up new revenue stream for the hospital, outpatient clinics and specialty centers. When establishing specialty centers for orthopedic, cardiology, oncology or women's health, it is diversifying us in a state where we provide the expertise in regards to those fields with the advancement in the top technology, which starts revenue generating entities within the hospital. They capture broader patient population and it helps in generating revenue for the hospital. Telemedicine and virtual cares, offering remote consultation, virtual follow-ups and remote monitoring. They all add to a new revenue stream. Now with digitalization and bringing global health near the patient, we have opened it as a new stream of revenue generation. Collaboration and partnership with the health providers, insurance companies and community organizations. See, when we collaborate with the NGOs, the communities, we open a new revenue stream by joint ventures, by shared services, by value-based care models, which diversify revenue streams. It improves the healthcare delivery while impacting positively on the hospital revenue. Research and clinical trials. Engaging in research activities and clinical trials generates revenues through grants. So there are companies who provide grants for new research activities, for advancement of the technologies, which, you know, and patient enrollment in clinical trials while advancing medical knowledge. So, you know, it again is one of the revenue stream where we receive grants from the organization to carry out these activities. Wellness and preventive care. Focusing on preventive care and wellness programs offers health screening, health assessment and lifestyle management while generating revenue. So, you know, wellness and preventive care, we initiate with the corporate checks which help us generate a new stream of revenue. Retail and non-traditional services. Leveraging physical infrastructure with retail services incorporates pharmacies, cafes, gift shops and wellness centers that generate revenue and enhances the patient service. See, we understand that hospital is centered, is patient centered, but you know, keeping patient in center, we can provide them with the gift shops in the hospital which enhances their experience. We provide cafes in the hospital which enhances their the experience. The pharmacies in the hospital or in the corporate companies can enhance the experiences. So we provide wellness centers to the corporates. We provide wellness centers. We provide the wellness services to events. So all these actually retail and non-traditional services help us build a new revenue stream. Health information technology, developing and in offering health information technology services includes health electronic health record system, health information exchange platform and telehealth solution, generating revenue by providing technology enabled solution to other healthcare providers and organizations. Health and wellness partnerships, collaborating with employers, insurers and wellness companies for providing their team with the health services. Financial forecast and decision making. Financial management is a vital function with hospital contributing significantly to strategic decision making. See, in the previous slide, we have understood what are the impact of finances in the hospital, how a good or sustainable financial hospital can, you know, better by capital investments, by services. So basically by all these, all these streams coming in, revenue generating stream, we understand how it impacts the hospital's growth. So now let us understand forecasting and strategy decision making. When we forecast financials, it encompasses effective planning, monitoring and allocation of financial resources, aligning them with the hospital's strategic objectives for a long-term sustainability. Resource allocation guides strategic decision making by helping in line with strategy priorities. It assesses the financial impact and feasibility of the various initiatives such as capital investment, expansion projects, new service lines and technology implementation. Financial analysis conducts through financial, it helps us evaluate the financial health and performance of the hospital. It includes financial statements, key performance indicators here and financial ratios to gauge profitability, liquidity and efficiency. Cost control and efficiency. Another aspect of financial management focuses on controlling cost. Cost optimization, improving operational efficiency. So while we are working on the cost control initiatives, we do not, anywhere basically impact any, no negative impact has to be there on the patient care services or the patient outcome. We ensure that it, you know, with the improved patient care services, we also align it against the cost control facilities by cost controlling the expenses. It identifies areas of inefficiency and implements cost-saving measures to ensure the efficient use of financial resources in strategic decision-making. Supporting strategic decision-making through financial management. Financial forecasting and planning is about financial forecast and plans that aid strategic decision making. So while we are making strategic decision making, we also do financial forecast and plan accordingly. It projects future revenue, expenses, cash flows based on anticipated market trends, regulatory changes, and internal factors. Investment decisions. So financial management evaluates investment opportunities and capital expenditure decisions. It assesses financial viability, risk, potential returns to prioritize investment projects and determines the optimal allocation of financial resource. See, we have in our previous slide, we had discussed this in detail, how, you know, investing in the new capital services or new capital cost, how we actually analyze or access financial viabilities, risk and potential returns. Financial risk management identifies and manages financial risk that impacts strategy decision making. But it's crucial, you know, you have to identify the risks, you know, to have a financial sustainability. Strategies like insurance coverage, financial hedging and contingency plan to help protect the hospital's financial stability is very important. See, finance is very important for hospital growth. Finance is very important for hospital sustainability. And it evolves around hospitals. Financial is one of the important pillar of hospital. Thank you.